From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The presidents of the U.S. and Cuba have a sit-down. Some thought they'd never live to see it as a Cuban military band strikes up the Star-Spangled Banner as Cuban President Raul Castro welcomes U.S. President Barack Obama to the Palace of the Revolution. The two presidents are meeting and are expected to discuss ways to advance normalization and areas of disagreement, such as human rights. President Obama began the second day of his three-day visit with a wreath-laying ceremony at the Monument of Cuban Independence hero José Martí at the Plaza of the Revolution. Later in his visit, President Obama will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays, a U.S. Major League Baseball team. This is one of their star players, Ivan Longoria.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
For more on the president's visit, be sure to click into our website at voanews.com. A Russian court has found a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in war-torn Ukraine. The trial of Nadia Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Prosecutors are demanding a 23-year prison sentence for the young pilot, who says she was kidnapped at the height of the fighting in Ukraine and turned over to Russian officials to face charges she conducted a fatal shelling of the journalists. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. South Korean officials say the projectiles were launched on Monday from the eastern city of Hong Kong.